This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Hey, Dean, have you ever dreaded going to work?
Sure, after a late night out.
No, I mean, have you ever worked someplace that just felt toxic?
Yeah, people suspicious of each other and talking behind one another's backs.
So, how did you make it better?
Me? Make it better? Oh, I took another job.
There are other choices besides fight or flight.
Oh, maybe I have some sort of untapped magical power to change the workplace. Denny, I don't think you can manage other people's personality conflicts.
You can't manage them, but you can change yourself and model how you want other people to behave. Every one of us can change the workplace if we remember three things to do and just one thing not to do. Are you ready?
Ready or not.
First, learn to say, "This is what I think." That starts a pattern of direct communication. Next, learn to say, "I was wrong." You can even combine one and two to say, "I may be wrong, but this is what I think." We all make mistakes. Owning one's mistakes creates an environment where other people feel safe enough to acknowledge their own. Number three, learn to say, "I appreciate you." People at work deserve to know that they matter. Last of all, break the gossip chain. When someone tells you something about someone else, simply don't repeat it.
Okay, I certainly won't repeat what I've heard others say about you.
Good. It's likely to hurt my feelings to hear a secondhand opinion, and it's certainly going to make it awkward for me to deal with those people.
And I was wrong. It seems by changing ourselves, we can have impact on our workplace.
Oh, share your thoughts at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the University of South Florida and the University of Montana, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.